Jose, you know, and many of your listeners may know that I've been working with the Justice Committee and the National Congress of Puerto Rican Rights for many years now, documenting cases of police abuse and brutality and interactions between civilians and members of the police department. So last Thursday, the 19th, I was on my way home, 45th Street train station in Sunset Park, when I observed such an incident between a transit police officer and a young man. I had a video camera, so I started taping this interaction between the young man and the police officer. And what I observed was basically a cop groping, you know, not just searching, but putting his hand there in his private parts and groping this young man. And then when the young man, you know, jumped a little bit, because anybody would if they're being touched in their private parts, the officer proceeded to rip him off the wall, literally, billboard sign and all, and body slam him on the concrete floor. If that weren't bad enough, he got up and he body slammed him twice. After that, he held him in a chokehold for several minutes, and that's when he noticed that I was filming the entire incident.
Now, what was the officer's reaction to you videotaping this?
Well, he seemed surprised, but he had no choice but to allow me to continue to capture these images, because I was within my full legal rights to do so. I wasn't interfering with any kind of police work. I was just filming from a safe distance, and then I started actually giving the young man some advice, telling him not to say anything, to say that he wanted to, you know, speak to his lawyer, and to make sure that he was just, you know, vigilant to any normal interactions with any officers that he came across for the next few hours, because indeed he was arrested, and he was held for some 24 hours, and then he wasn't even charged with anything, Jose.
Mm-hmm.
He was held for 24 hours, and you know, he was in custody for over 24 hours, and then he wasn't even charged with a single crime. And it's outrageous, you know, that a young man like this would have to, you know, suffer through such an ordeal. And we can only imagine how often this happens in our community. Right now, Bloomberg is calling for additional cops at nighttime in the subways in the Bronx, where we know it's, you know, mostly communities of color. So we can only imagine how often these kinds of incidents may go on.
Based on what you saw and what you witnessed and what you videotaped, do you feel that this was an unjustified or justified use of force on the part of the officer?
That was totally an unjustified use of force. The kid didn't resist. You know, I witnessed the entire thing. I taped the entire thing. At no point whatsoever was this kid being resistant or trying to ditch the police officer or do anything illegal in any way. If anything, it was the cop that committed, you know, the illegal acts, the groping, the assaulting, and then eventually the choking. It had been you and I, those are the kinds of acts that would get us, you know, locked up and charged with a battery of, you know, charges.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, that wasn't the case, you know, with this particular police officer. He committed these crimes against his youth, and he basically got away with it, unless the district attorney's office decides to investigate, unless one police positive decides to investigate. And it's something, Jose, that we know happens time and again.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens with hundreds of thousands of our kids. And that's what the Stop and Frisk is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we aim to expose with documenting these kinds of incidents.
Now, you're planning to make this, or you have already made this video public, that the public can see it?
Well, yeah, it was made public today at a press conference. And soon, within the hour, it'll go live on YouTube. And we'll provide you with the link so that your listeners can see it on BAI if they'd like to get the link off the BAI website. And I'm glad that I was able to capture this interaction on that particular day, and I'm hoping that New Yorkers throughout the city will whip out their phones, will whip out their cameras, will remain vigilant when these kinds of incidents occur in their communities, because that's the only way we can start to clamp down on police brutality and police excessive use of force.